Kane and Bucks. Can't stop
addicted. Top of the square, trying to kick it off the ground. Handball came from Canelio after Riccardi overran it, and Daniels is on the end of it. He kicks his third. And the margin will be 8 points again.
GWS got it done. Brett Daniels was terrific with his three goals. He laid five forward 50 tackles, and the Cats have lost three in a row with the Western Bulldogs to come at Marvel. There were teams that slipped on banana peels left, right and centre over the weekend. Geelong were one of those, and there were some big issues to come out of round 11. You can give us a call if you're just joining us. Our text machine is down. The earthquake destroyed it in here. There's chairs, there's tables upended. The text machine's gone, so you're going to have to call us. Gary's done that. G'day, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, g'day, guys. This staging, diving, slopping issue, it's a real tough one. I think it really does cut deep with the supporters when it does happen, and it costs goals. But I think there's also been cases where, I remember the Dreamtime game in 2020 where you could have sworn Dylan Grimes took a dive. He got, I guess, initially fined by the MRO at the time, but appealed it and got off. But it cost Tip and Woody a famous goal in front of his home crowd, but it was overturned. So I'm not sure if the score review can make those sort of calls. It must just be like there's certain players that do it all the time. You know, Ginnivan was doing it. He's probably stopped doing it now. But I think it's up to the umpires to just judge the sort of player. But I know Jeremy Cameron did one, which was out of character for him on the weekend as well. So it's just opportunistic, but it does really ruin the game. And something has to be done about it.
So I think Bucks' point is right. It is really difficult for the umpires. And I think, you know, sport across the world are dealing with this, and soccer's been dealing with it for forever, hasn't it? And it is exposed in that sport when the ramifications are so high, like free kick in the box, penalty, goal, game over. Like, so that's what they've dealt with. For us, I think the first protocol is just to stop rewarding it. So, you know, the one to Max King, he's pushed in front of the umpire, he dives. Just don't pay a 50. Just say, get up, Max.
Mm.
And then we're not talking about it. So that's the first step. Stop rewarding it. Cody Waitman, just don't pay that as a free kick. And then it will start to stop. And then you can look at taking it further in terms of a free kick against, if it's obvious, like Taylor Walker's was yesterday, blow the whistle, free kick against. And then on review, the match review needs to penalise players who have blatantly done it.
But what do you penalise with? Fines?
Fine. Well, that's the only lever that they have at the moment.
And that's the embarrassment alone.
Yeah.
As I sort of retold. So I got exaggerated and accentuated contact that I got and spun around. And I said it was a Cody Waitman type thing. And I got rewarded for it. I kicked a goal, but felt terrible. And I think that alone, shining a light on it, is half the journey, because players like say Cody Waitman or a Jack Ginnivan, they've been rewarded for it for a period of time, and it becomes a habit, and it's a hard habit to get out of when you've been rewarded for it.
That's it. So it's one of the biggest regrets that I've had in my career, and it started for me, like I was trying to tag people like yourself, and the opposition would come over and, you know, lay big blocks and get into you around the ground to protect the star players like yourself. So Phil Walsh said to me, well, why don't you just exaggerate the contact a little bit and see if the umpires pay a free kick against. That's how it started. And I just trusted Walshy almost with, you know, everything that you know about footy. So I started doing it, and it was exactly that. It was a habit that you can't break. And it took a unheralded teammate who I really respected one time just to come over. His name was Tom Logan. Remember Tommy T-shirt, Tommy Logan.
And tough.
One of the toughest teammates you've had. And he just came up to me one day. He said, mate, what are you doing? Yeah. Stop doing it.
How good's that?
And it just smacked me between the eyes. And then you look back and you go, that was ridiculous. So you're speaking on experience here, and it's shocking for the game.
I think if you've played and lived through a whole career, and in any sport, you're going to have had moments where you've taken the shortcut or the soft option to be able to get what you want. Because and half the time you do that, you're actually reinforcing your own beliefs on how to go about it, because it just doesn't feel right. So I think we all know that it's not right. And so does Cody Waitman. So does Max King. So does Tex Walker, who played for it. So do you and I, who have been through it. And anyone who's actually done it and been rewarded, you don't feel great about it because you know it's not an authentic action. You know it's not everything that you want to be. So it is something that we want to shine a light on and prevent and stop. I think human nature will prevent it, but it will pop up at times because of the easy short-term benefits that can come about for it, but it doesn't have any long-term sustenance at all.
And there's different levels to it. Like some would feel a push in the back and dive forward. I mean, that's not as blatant as sort of what Taylor Walker did or Max King did on the weekend. So there is different levels, and that's to your point how hard it is to officiate